Education institutions have expressed a strong dislike of the House version of the GOP tax bill. Now healthcare institutions and not-for-profits are also stressing about it. One of those affected in a big way is Westminster Village, the 501c3 retirement community in Bloomington. GLT's Ryan Denham has more.
Barb Nathan is the CEO of Westminster Village. The House tax bill includes a provision buried in the middle of several hundred pages that would eliminate a class of tax-exempt bonds that not-for-profits commonly use for capital projects, improvement plans, and so on. Westminster is in the middle of a $33 million expansion and renovation. Barb, how much would that provision cost you in extra interest and taxes?
Well, if we had not been able to secure tax-exempt financing for this phase, it would have cost us an additional $5 million in interest over the 10 years of the loan. The bill as it stands today, the wording in it today, says that tax-exempt financing for 501c3 organizations would go away as of January 1st, 2018. In addition, it says that if you're in tax-exempt financing currently, but you haven't drawn all the funds, if you don't draw those funds by January 1st, 2018, they will lose their tax-exempt status after January 1st. So a place like Westminster, who's in the midst of a very large construction project, we've drawn about $10 million of our $30 million in financing currently. You don't want to draw it before you need it, because then you would have to pay interest on it. Well, we're now working with attorneys and bond counsel to determine at one point in the next 30 days, we're going to have to make a decision to draw all those funds. Because out of the chance that this stays in the bill, we could lose the tax-exempt status on $20 million, which would cost us an additional $3.4 million in interest. So it's very scary for the future, but it's also very scary for the here and now, for people that are currently in construction projects like Westminster is.
And tell me about this construction project. I think folks may be aware that you're expanding, but just catch us up.
We are. We are blessed as an organization to be able to take this on as an expansion project. We've been around about 40 years, and a lot of conservative leadership has allowed this to happen. But we are currently adding on to our skilled care. We, of course, are a continuing care retirement community. So in our skilled care, we're adding a two-story building and changing the model that we have from semi-private rooms to private rooms in small neighborhoods to give better person-centered care. We're also moving the entrance of Westminster, the main entrance, to Mercer Avenue, and enlarging all of our common spaces right now. This is actually the first phase of a three-phase project. So the loss of tax-exempt financing for future phases will put the size of those projects, as well as the projects themselves, in jeopardy. But we're moving the entrance, so in the next phase, we can build an assisted living building, including memory care, and then add to our independent living.
Westminster Village is located in Congressman Rodney Davis's district. He didn't respond to a request for comment on his position on the tax-exempt financing provision of the GOP tax bill. You're listening to Sound Ideas.
Let me tell you how it will be. There's one for you, 19 for me.